Hi, my friends. Happy spring. A new season of Tension of Emergence is around the corner. It will come to the airwaves next week. It's been a while since we connected here, and I am still wrestling with the tension between slowing down and the urge to get somewhere faster. I continue to learn so many lessons about how my love of speed is still a really common way that I try to exert control, how I feel useful or identify success as a leader. But as I shared on this show, I've intentionally slowed down over the last few years, both in my literal pace, just taking my day slower, but also in the amount and the kind of work I take on. I'm really intentional about where I'm putting my energy, and this has helped me see more clearly this impulse of mine, this habit that I believe is encouraged by our society to prop up the hacks and the tricks and the quick hits, all the ways to achieve individual success. You can think of the tropes like the expert or the hero, the achiever or warrior. These are all partial and amazing contributions in terms of what we can bring to society, to our leadership. But when we slow down, we can see how sometimes the beliefs and ideas and expectations that undergird them, common with capitalism and modernity and so forth, we can see how they inform our response to the current crisis, and in a way are part of the crisis, as our friend of the show, Bio Akamalafe, reminds us. This podcast evolved from a longing I had to host a conversation between two old friends. They happened to be my dad, a climate change scientist, and also a spiritual teacher that I deeply admire, Brother David Stendel Rast. And when we had a conversation and it was around climate change, I felt such a magnetism of connection and presence that I wanted to have more conversations that help us slow down and see the scripts of speed, accomplishment, and certainty. Because when we can see them and feel them and how they're running our lives, we can make a conscious return to practice, to living these questions in terms of what it means to be more fully present, awake, and generous in what feels like the toughest challenges of our times. This show invites you and I to do a radical slowing down and recognizes just how hard that is in our culture. But it's an essential ingredient in order to explore both the inner and the outer work of change making, where we can discover deeper connections, creativity, and wisdom as we lead. And last season, we composted some of the building blocks of contemporary leadership. That's everywhere in our world, in government, in companies, and our community nonprofits. And those building blocks included things like rationalism, this mind-body split, the cult of individualism, and the expert, the hero's journey, and life's linear arrival points, and all the ways they seep into our workplaces, the way we attempt to solve and fix problems in our teams and families. And as we composted those components that feel like they're leaving us drenched in urgency, with our nervous systems on high alert most of the time, we uncovered three core themes. And the first is wisdom. And how my teacher, Cynthia Bergeot, describes it is wisdom is how we can know with more of us, with our bodies, our intuition, instinct, connection to the unseen world, and how might that support us to lead more wholeheartedly. The second is this messy middle, and how when things feel overwhelming and confusing and tumultuous, How can we become more comfortable being with it, being slower, awkward, fumbling, confused, when our issues are no longer simple but complex and chaotic? In other words, how can we orient with more curiosity to the messy middle, including our own lives, so we can feel more satisfaction and fulfillment with where we are? And lastly, how can we be ourselves more authentically? How can we have the courage to just show up with all our quirks and fears and anxieties, as well as our gifts and our questions and our generous, messy selves? How can we let go of the hyphens that have become too small for us, embrace the fullness and the mystery of who we're called to become? So this season, we turn again and meet the tensions inherent in leading and living. And I think what we're going to learn is that possibility isn't made by rainbows, cheerleading, and open doors alone. Rather, possibility is born from friction, from rub and heat, from months of confusion and questions, from restless nights and cries in the shower, speaking about me personally. So grab your AirPods, find a cozy nook, grab your journal and join me. Listen in on your long walks or your bike rides. Sit down with a friend and listen together. But however you take this show in, this season, the longer episodes drop on Tuesdays, and then on Fridays we have a micro episode. And these are bonus, and I offer you a practice that you can take into the field of your own life inspired by my special guests. This show, Tension of Emergence, brings you a pretty cool mix of the personal, the poetic, philosophy, and practice. And if you've been loving this show or you're new to it, I would so love if you could send it to a new friend this season. And if you haven't, would you release a bunch of stars on Apple Podcasts, aka leave a generous review? I would be so grateful. And both of these actions help the show find its people. So, my friends, here we are at the cusp of season 3 of the Tension of Emergence, where I can't wait to slow this life down and bring in a lot of love. I'm Jennifer England. Thanks for being here.